So what's been going on today?
Well, we're here down at the corner of Spring Garden and Queen. We're actually handing out information, addressing Stephen Harper's recent comment about the enemy being Islamism, which, you know, we look at words like Buddhism and Catholicism and Hinduism. So whenever you put the isms, we sort of want to make sure that people aren't looking at Islam itself as the enemy, because we certainly don't want people to see us as the enemy. It's very sad that that statement was made, but what are we going to do about it? It's out now, so it's our responsibility to show the public the true faith of Islam and the face of Islam, which means peace, which means disseminating the proper information to people. So I think people are intelligent here. Canadians are intelligent people. They deserve to actually have truthful information and then let them make up their own minds of what they think we're all about. So that's what we're here today, actually disseminating truthful information out there about the teachings of Islam. And we've found actually people have been very receptive to this. I think people really like to have a breath of fresh air from the typical rhetoric that goes on in general media. And when you get to see real people engaging with other real people, a lot of energy, positive energy can come out of it. So it's been a really good day. We met a lot of really fantastic people. People have come up to us and said, you know, we're really appreciative you're here. And, you know, I agree with you. It's not right what was said. And we're happy to see you down here. So it's been a really a fantastic day. So we're really very happy about that.
We're here today just to really bring out the message of the true Islam. Not what is in the media normally, because I really doubt if these people in the media have really gone out and just talked to an ordinary Muslim. And if you go to an ordinary Muslim, you have to, when you have an information to present, it has to come from the origin. And I don't really believe that the information we get from the media is from the origin, which are the Muslim people. So it's best. We are here out today just to give out that information to the public. We believe that maybe they are not getting that from the original source.
Now, you're an original source Muslim lady. And sometimes that maybe puts you in even a more special position, because I think a lot of times men in all societies are quick to want to speak and jump all over the camera or the microphone.
As Muslim women too, we do have the information, because a lot of information that people really want to know from us mostly is about the head covering. And it's not the men who are covering their heads, it's us women who are covering our head. So, and that's what my husband always tells me, it's good when you come with me because you cover your head, maybe you have the headscarf, the hijab, maybe you can give insight about that. So it's good when we are both together here so we can give information from both sides. Hijab, for me, I believe, first of all, is a command from my Creator. And everybody somehow, somewhere, is told on what, how to dress, be it from the, you know, the general public, or from a job point of view. If you're a pilot flying a plane, you cannot just show up with your jeans and t-shirt and fly a plane. You have to abide by the code of the dressing. And this is the code of the dressing my Creator has commanded me to do, and that's why I'm wearing the hijab.
Actually, I'm trying to distribute some papers about Islam and about what I believe in. And it's just I want people to know at least any information about what I believe in, so that I don't live alone in this world. Yeah. So I have been in Canada for 7 months. I came here in February, and I'm from Saudi Arabia. And actually, I wanted to do this. I wanted to stand on public garden, on Spring Garden Road, to distribute this a long time ago. But I couldn't do that because of some people who come to Canada without understanding the rules, without reading it also. So every time I get some pamphlets from the mosques just to go and stand outside, because I'm used to see some Buddhists and people who distribute, I thought it's okay. But some of my friends, they told me, you know what, it's against the law, and yeah, this is wrong, and I don't think people will like it, and this and that. And I kept saying, okay. So the idea came into my mind that it's already against the law, so you can't do it. And yesterday I was sitting with some of my friends, and they said, okay, tomorrow is Sunday, and people don't go to work on Sundays, and we're going to distribute some pamphlets about Islam and about our situation here, about what are we doing in Halifax or in Canada, and that we are here to help, and we are here to get help and to help. So I said, as long as your group, I will go with you, and I will see what happens, because, and actually what I've seen from Canadians that they're really welcoming people, and I distributed about 150 from this, and if you just think about it, 150 person are going to read that's enough for me, you know, that's enough for me for today at least, and hopefully I will reach 15,000. Yeah.
How's the reaction been?
It was great, but it was great and a little bit surprising, because I thought people have at least they know that Muslims believe in one God, at least they know people God is the same as Allah, and they believe in Moses, Jesus, Suleiman, David, all the prophets. That I thought people would know that, but it was surprising for me that nobody knew that. And actually, one girl came to me and told me, do you believe in Jesus? I said, yes, I do. She said, are you serious? I said, yes, I do believe in Jesus. And I love him. And I'm not, you know what? I told her, look, if 100 Muslims says we believe in Jesus. I came, I said, you know what? I believe in Moses, Suleiman, David, but I don't like to believe in Jesus. I won't be a Muslim. Yeah. It's just this one thing. You can't be a Muslim. If you don't believe in Jesus, you can't be a Muslim. So she was about to cry. She was really about to cry, because we have a lot in common. It's just we need to put it in the table and reach common ground between us, and we will live happily ever after, right?